Unless a country produces oil or other commodities in high demand, chances are its stock market is in the doldrums or worse. So what to make of the Nablus stock exchange on the West Bank? The Palestinian territories have no natural resources to speak of, but as the world's Quill Lawrence reports, Nablus's tiny exchange is soaring.
In his corner office, looking out on the West Bank city of Nablus, Mohammed Amin Hijaz is a proud man.
Yes, we are number one. And this is not the first time.
Hijaz is a manager at the Palestinian Securities Exchange, which indeed outperformed every other stock market in the Arab world this past quarter, including Doha and Dubai. Hijaz admits that this year's stunning 40% growth points out just how low and undervalued companies here had become by years of political instability and violence. But he says that the market here seems to thrive in whatever scraps of optimism it can find.
It's hard to determine why is that, but let me say whenever the minimum stable circumstances were available, things goes up and Palestinian people, they want to invest in this country. Maybe the investment in Palestine has different meanings besides the loss and gains.
But at a nearby brokerage, the smoky trading room is subdued. Two dozen Palestinian men watch stock prices on an orange electronic ticker. Most of them say they've only been breaking even recently, but they're looking for a boost this week with a Palestinian investment conference going on in Bethlehem. Hundreds of businessmen and investors met in Bethlehem in an attempt to jumpstart the Palestinian economy. In a slick new conference center, they heard about $2 billion worth of projects in the occupied territories. Anan Anabtawi stands in front of a huge flat-screen TV with a slideshow about the aluminum company he manages.
It's like an ice-breaking process for people are coming here because they've never been to Palestine. They hear in the media about all the troubles that we have in Palestine, and it would be a first time to see that Palestine is a place of investment.
But Anabtawi is frank about the challenges. He had to cross 6 checkpoints to get here from his home in Nablus. Many businessmen were impressed that Israel helped the conference by making travel easy. But each checkpoint is a reminder of how easily and often the West Bank is locked down, with nothing allowed in or out, making long-term investment a risky bet. But Anabtawi tries to make it a selling point.
At the same time, we're making $205 million a year under these circumstances. So if any progress in terms of peace process, if we achieve these figures under these circumstances, then if the market gets better, then we'll achieve miracles.
In fact, a large number of Palestinian organizations protested against the conference, saying it was capitulation to the status quo with Israel in control. But financier Ronald Cohen, here from England, says he thinks the Palestinian Authority is well positioned to get the economy going even when peace talks are stalled.
There's a general feeling that with Salam Fayyad and President Abbas, there is an opportunity now to try and get the economic dimension into gear. There was a time when people thought that you needed to achieve security issues before you could get to a political agreement. I think now there's a broad understanding that economics has to go hand in hand with security and political progress. I think this economy is like a coiled spring.
But some of the businessmen privately admitted they would be investing only cautiously until the political situation stabilized. And the whole conference had an air of suspended disbelief, especially the session on investment in Gaza.
Given the overwhelming importance of commerce,
Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad and many others spoke beside a banner of a beach scene from the Mediterranean. It read, "See you soon in Gaza." No one brought up the fact that Gaza has been under the control of the Islamist party Hamas for almost a year. No mention of rockets fired at Israel or of Israeli airstrikes. The closest acknowledgement came from one speaker who said it was the right time to invest in Gaza because, he said, he hoped things can't possibly get any worse. For the world, this is Quill Lawrence, Bethlehem.